Damn, that was a good line. I should have started right after that. I'll do it again.
You really should.
Do you want Minotaurs? Because that's how you get Minotaurs.
It was funnier the first time.
Yeah, it was funnier the first time. You should have been. But you weren't.
I was.
You were. But you
for
weren't.
The first time.
Dear listener, because greetings, Apropossi, and buckle up to the Apropos Valley podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Oh, my.
Salsa, you sound tired, friend.
This is the second week in a row that the audience is not going to have context to something that we were talking about earlier. And I'm so happy about it.
Zeus is a fuckboy. There's your context.
Also, that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But again, Zeus didn't have anything to do with the Minotaur. That was Poseidon. Poseidon wasn't.
He's not guilty of this specific thing. Poseidon is guilty of
giving the king the bull and making the wife fall in love with the bull. But Poseidon is not directly involved in the fucking.
Or Zeus. Wait,
he gave the king the bull?
Yes. Poseidon gave the king the bull so that the king would sacrifice the bull back to Poseidon. Okay. And then he refused to sacrifice the bull because it was too good looking. So he's like, Queenie also now thinks it's too good looking.
Right. And the green grass grows all around.
Yes.
And the green grass grows all around. Yeah.
I need a drink. What are you guys drinking?
So I am drinking from Torg Brewing.
Ooh.
Oh, I've heard of them.
This is fucking perfect. A libidinous.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Well,
yeah, I know, right? I'm super happy with how that turned out. Libidinous is their wheat. It's their Hefeweizen. And it's delicious. So there you go. Before I drink the beer, though, I do want to say libidinous crowlers are fantastic. Because instead of having the cans that are like a normal like soda can with the top that cracks open, they've got screw tops. They've got screw top crowlers, which is fantastic.
I'm not sure whether screw top crowlers or libidinous crowlers is a better band name.
Screw top crowlers is a way better band name.
Yeah. Libidinous crowlers could be an album.
Yeah.
That's the smooth jazz album.
Yeah, no, the Screwtop Crawlers have their first album, Libidinous.
There you go.
Yes.
That's
Libidinous. It's the business.
Yeah, Libidinous time.
Nope, don't ever say that again.
Libidinous. It's not the business.
Oh, is that not what we're doing? Oh, okay.
I just don't want Salsa to say what he's saying the way
I didn't. I said something slightly different.
Explosive.
never mind then.
If it was slightly different, it wasn't the same thing. Now that's just the way it works.
So I'm drinking a whiskey ginger. but my whiskey ginger, I don't know if you can see it, is red.
Holy shit, that appeared out of nowhere.
That is very red.
No, you can't see it. No, you can't.
Dear listeners, Jenna has a back drowned, and the glass was being filtered out by the background, and suddenly it appeared.
Put it in front of me.
Yep.
I made this whiskey ginger out of two gingers whiskey, my go-to, and Canada Dry Zero Sugar Fruit Splash Cherry Ginger Ale.
Fascinating.
So yeah, it's a whiskey ginger with just a bit of cherry, and it is fucking delightful.
That does sound delightful.
I
am drinking a Los Poblanos Lavender Ginger Mule, crafted with Los Poblanos gin, ginger beer, and lime juice.
Sounds very refreshing.
It is.
It is. Oh, hooray.
Well, yeah, well, that's good. That's extremely tasty.
Good. I'm happy for you.
Definitely.
I'm happy for you.
Well, I'm happier for him.
Well, thanks.
I'm happier in general.
I hope you really have a great day, both of you.
I hope everything goes your way.
I hope you enjoy your beverage.
I am. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm good. Hey, Salsa, have you been up to anything of consequence? Anything at all?
I suppose everything I do has consequences.
But, God damn it, I was drinking.
I'm sorry.
That's mean.
No, I was at a Renaissance festival this weekend, which everybody should have already known because I've been talking about it for a few weeks. Did the Renaissance Festival of Nebraska. It's usually my first show of the season, and it's one that I really, really, really like. They treat me well there. The site is gorgeous. And they just had fucking phenomenal weather. It was mid to upper 70s and sunny both days.
Nice.
With just a 5 to 10 mile an hour breeze coming through. It was gorgeous. It was idyllic. Like you could not ask for a better weather for a Renaissance festival. God, it was fucking amazing. And so the people came out. They were like, there
with rainbows or
I'm sure there was a few rainbows out there. I did see a lot of colors. I know that they broke record on Saturday. They broke their one day attendance record on the Saturday.
Damn.
So nice. Really, really good crowds, and they were out there to have a good time, and my show's absolutely killed. Cannot complain too much. It's my first festival of the season. You know, I haven't done my show since October. So there was a couple moments where I was trying to remember my script and stuff like that. And I have these little keychains that I give away at the end of my show. If you tip me $10, you get a keychain.
Yeah.
And I get to that part of my show and I loudly proclaim, if you put $5 or more into my hat. And then I went, fuck, too late, fuck. So that very first show, I was giving them away half price.
Zut alors.
Yeah. And then the first show of the second day, I forgot them entirely.
Oh, no.
Left them in the trailer. What are you going to do? Still had good crowds though. It was a good time. They really packed the stage schedule this year. Usually in past years, they've had kind of a bit of a staggered, 15 minute gap between shows. And this year they were butted up against each other. Like they do it like Minnesota. But at places like Minnesota, I'm sharing a stage with other acts who I know. And, I get done with my show, and while I'm doing hat pass, they're starting to do tear down behind me and getting set up for the next show and stuff like that. But here I didn't have that. So I get done and I'm stuck with hat pass for a little bit, answering questions, talking to people and stuff like that. The next act is sitting back there going, get your shit off the stage. So, So there was a couple moments of kind of we got to get moving. The crowds were out there again. The weather was gorgeous. The crowds came out there with cash and they were just really looking to have a good time. So, I enjoyed it immensely. Usually when I go, I have a friend of mine from high school in Omaha that I go and hang out with. Yeah. And he was unfortunately unable to hang out this year because he's getting his house ready for his daughter's graduation from high school.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, nice. That doesn't make me feel old at all. Fuck you.
how old my daughter is.
Oh, right? I'm well aware, but you're old as fuck, so we don't count that.
Piss off.
Well, you're the one. You're the one who keeps bringing that shit up. So, okay, don't even.
I bring it. It's mine to bring up.
But so I went to a bunch of our usual places just by myself, which was fine. There's a greasy spoon and kino bar called Jimbo's that we always go to because they've got some of the best like country fried pork tenderloin with country gravy on it. Whoa. Yeah, we're talking about like solid farm Midwestern farm food, you know. Yeah, it's like I get it one day a year and I'm gonna fucking mm-hmm. have it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially because you don't get to eat during the day.
Yeah. So I mean, but it's my childhood. That's the kind of shit I ate growing up. Yeah. So kind of going back and having that's a bit of a delight. And then I go over to the distillery and I get my liter of vodka or 1.5. It's a 1.5. The vodka because the vodka at Cut Spike is some of the best vodka I've ever had in my life. Mm-hmm. It's in Iowa, so they have a corn vodka, but it is the smoothest, creamiest vodka I've ever had. It's almost like if you take a spoon of like French vanilla ice cream and just let it melt in your mouth, that like creaminess and kind of the vanilla-iness of it, like that's the vodka. And you just sip this. It's a perfect sipping vodka. You sip this, and it's just like, oh, it's so good. So I always get a bottle or of that. And then head over to Houston's, which is a cocktail bar in Omaha there. And I fucking love Houston's because Houston's is one of these places where you walk in and it is a cocktail bar. Like that is what they do. So you walk in, the lights are low, and like most of the room is illuminated by the wall of drinks behind the bar. And it's a two-story like space, you know, and it's floor to ceiling behind the bar of booze bottles. Like they have a brass rail ladder that slides back and forth so they can climb up and get the bottles
and perform Beauty and the Beast.
It's that, but the like I said, it's brickwork all over. The one wall is just bottles floor to ceiling with the brass rail, you know, ladder that goes back and forth, and all of the bottles, like all of the shelves, are lit, and like that provides the glow for most of the room. And it's just the ambiance is and then their cocktails are just so good. They'll do everything from, you know, they got a couple house cocktails and then they do all your standards and then they'll do shots of whatever booze, you know, back there. But like you just walk in and say, you know, like, what do you recommend? And they'll like, that's what I did. It's like, what do you recommend? She's like, well, what's your favorite spirit? You know, like, what do you like? Do you like, are you a whiskey guy? Are you a gin guy? Are you a bourbon guy? Are you a brandy guy? Like, what are you into? And you know, I'd like to try this. And they're like, I think you wanted this. And then that's exactly what I want. Sure enough. Yeah, it's so good. So I went there and had a couple cocktails and, just sitting there reading my book, just kind of letting the world go by.
No, James, to interrupt you.
Yeah, I know. There was these three people at the bar and they've been there since before I got there and they were having their, you know, chat, whole conversation, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then at one point, something about, you know, they get the bartender over there and they're going to do shots. And
oh boy,
I wasn't really paying attention to their conversation until I heard the bartender said, "We're actually out of Malort."
I mean, oh yay! I'm gonna go with yay actually on that one.
And the two of them, two of the people at the bar, were like, "Oh darn," because this one's never tried it before.
and the bartender
was like, "Yeah, we don't have any of that," and like. Even I popped up and like made a comment about that stuff is you are so lucky right now to have dodged that bar.
poison. Yeah.
And the bartender too was just like, yeah, that stuff's terrible. You don't want that.
These aren't your friends.
Yeah. Blink once if you need me to call a cab or something. But yeah,
for an exorcist. Yeah.
So yeah, that amused me highly because even here in Omaha, the story is spreading. but yeah, then yeah, I went back, had Sunday. Turns out the one benefit of being unemployed is I don't have to be back on Sunday night. So I slept in this morning until I fucking woke up naturally and then took my jolly fucking time getting back and
nice.
Got home at about 5 o'clock and took a shower and had dinner. It was a delight. Had presents for the kids.
Sound amazing.
Yeah. The lollygobs at Minnesota, they also sell at Nebraska.
Ooh. Oh,
so I got lollygobs for the kids and it was just like, here's your halfway to fest lollygob.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. So, didn't do anything for Mother's Day cause I was not home. I'm never home for Mother's Day. So we just kind of don't. And then that's my story.
Yeah.
Nice.
I had the worst Mother's Day.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay, maybe not the worst. I'm sure somebody's had the worst Mother's Day.
Don't tempt fate.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
It wasn't nearly that bad, but it was very disappointing and not the best one I've had in a bit.
Oh.
So on Sundays, my family comes over, we do some grocery shopping, we hang out, we spend family time. And this Sunday, the plan was to do the exact same thing. Have my daughter and my brother come over, hang out, eat some food, all this other stuff. And because my daughter and my brother now live a block away from each other, my daughter can just drive the both of them over to my place where I can cook and we can hang out and stuff, right?
Handy.
It's lovely. So my daughter goes to, she and my brother are like, okay, we'll meet at the car. It should be at this street right here. Blah, 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 blah. And then I'm just watching the text messages in our family chat.
Oh.
I can't find the car. Do you see the car where you're at? Like, just back and forth.
Dude, where's my car?
Dude, where's my car? Ooh. Yeah.
Somebody had a little bit too much to drink last night.
I was like, all right, give me your license plate number. And sure enough, it was at the impound lot.
Oh, no.
Apparently they didn't put signs out or anything. There was no warning thing that happened like day of any of that stuff. But yeah, they did street sweeping. And my daughter was unaware of it, so her car got towed.
Shit.
So, for Mother's Day, I picked up my daughter and my brother.
Uh-huh.
And we went to the impound lot.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter spent a bunch of money getting her car back. So, yeah. That was my Mother's Day. We did come back to my place and like I made potatoes and kielbasa and I made some Brussels sprouts with maple syrup.
I mean that's silver linings.
Yeah, if you're gonna have a bad day, you might as well enjoy it.
Right. Like, and I tried to be nice about it, like, you know, just happy and stuff, like, yeah, sure. Fuck it, whatever. But it was kind of a bummer to have happen on Mother's Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
We also went grocery shopping. There's this kid about Jess's age. As I'm wandering around with my daughter and my brother grocery shopping, this guy is just like, "Happy Mother's Day, Mama," and I'm just like, Are you just wishing me a Mother's Day, or are you in front of my daughter? Is that what? he didn't try to chat me up or anything, and I'm just like, oh God. But it's surprising how many of these young kids will hit on me in front of my daughter. It's not the first time somebody's done something like that either.
And you're like, I am your phone number older than you. And he's like, what's a phone number? And you're like, God damn it.
I'm going to absolutely compliment you, Jenna, but you have aged very well. So, I mean, I understand it. You don't look like a hag.
Oh, thanks. that is the quote like I'm one. Using.
Yeah.
Jenna Young, you don't look like a hag.
Yeah. Put it on your business cards.
No, but you know what I mean. You do look younger than you are.
Or on the back of the box.
Yeah, I don't look like I'm starting to sneak up to 50. Is that what you're saying? Yep. No.
That's
no,
very true.
Yeah. But even so, like, this kid, this child, this being that is possibly younger than my daughter, but knew enough that I was a mother. Anyway, I can't even.
I mean, MILF porn exists for a reason.
I know. Suppose, like, it's one of those things where, like, I feel like I'm not supposed to be cranky about this. Like, but you look hot for your age. Bitch, I look hot for any age.
nice.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway. So that was my Mother's Day. Random strangers wishing me a happy Mother's Day, Mama. Mama. It was the Mama that sold that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Otherwise, I got more yard work done on Saturday. I finished my rock stuff. My rock borders. And now I need to... My rock lobster. My rock and roll. A bedrock. I finished my day job at the Flintstone factory. And,
Pulled on the bird. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a living.
I do have, like, a little tiny raptor skeleton in my yard. When I did Halloween decorations, I got a whole bunch of skeletons. And, like, I do a graveyard with skeletons and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I got a bunch of those. Absolutely not anatomically correct animal skeletons, like the duck skeleton with a tail. And
Or an octopus that isn't just a beak.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of those, just because I find them silly. But yeah, I'd also gotten a raptor. And when I went to put them away, the raptor did not go with it. He was hiding out over by the little electric box. So, there's a raptor hanging out on
clever
my box.
Clever girl.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Yes. So next up, I have to build out my beds, and maybe plant some seeds soon. We'll see if I can get anything, but. It's been hard. So.
So much goes into that.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I am both looking forward to and not looking forward to fixing my own yard.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then otherwise I've been working on fringe stuff. I am producing two shows for the Fringe Festival this year, on top of a larger independent producer collective, fringe project type thing. And that's my life right now. I was taking a picture for one of my shows. I'll give you all a little sneak preview, a little info on, a thing I'm doing for Fringe. One of my shows is called Stories from the Trauma Dump. I'm very pleased with that title.
It's nice.
Thank you. But it's a collective, a bunch of different storytellers, 5 to 6 storytellers each doing about 7 to 10 minutes.
Is it different storytellers every night, or
maybe?
Is it?
There might be some that are every night, some that are only a couple of nights. Mm-hmm. But the main focus is that all of these stories are comedic takes on mental health. Because my other show is not. There might be some comedy in it, but you know, my one woman show this year is not going to be full of knee slapping. And I thought it might be nice to have something that is more of a. I'm hoping for catharsis, you know.
Mm. Sure.
But anyway, so I have to get all of the show information stuff ready for the Fringe Festival, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a part of it. They just opened up all of the forms, and so now I have to fill out, like, press information and show information and venue information, because I'm an IP. So, like, I also have to give them a schedule, which I'm working on with the other independent producers at my venue, and, like, all of this other stuff. And in order to submit your show information, you have to have a show image. So I've been working on my show images. And this afternoon, I was at my garbage can with a stack of books. And I had them on, like, a grocery bag. And then I had some other, like, dry trash goods around it. Just staging this image for stories from the trauma dump. And as I'm, like, working on all of this, my landlord turns the corner and he's like, "Are you throwing away those books?" And I was like, "I would never." And he was like, "Ah, this must be an art thing then."
Yes.
And I'm like, "Yes, yes, you are correct." So, yeah, then chatted with him. But, yeah, I'm just outside taking pictures of my trash can with books on it. Meh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. But, yeah. Otherwise, that's been a lot of what I've been doing. I saw a couple shows, of course. Monster Science was delightful.
As usual.
Yeah. What was he talking about this time?
Oh, God, what was he talking about this time?
That's what we asked you.
I know, and I don't remember right
Third
now.
Third base.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be able to pull this from my memory right now. God, that's annoying.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
It was very good. I was very entertained. I remember laughing a lot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just don't remember.
That's all right.
Bother me. That is absolutely going to bother
me. Oh, I'm sorry.
But the other show I did see on Friday is Joan of Arc by Open Window Productions. I did not know going to that show that it was 3 hours long.
Oh my.
Yeah.
I've had that experience. I've had that exact experience.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Were you as delighted with the result as I was with mine?
I mean, it was a very good show. I think that it could have been shorter, and most of the pacing was great. The acting was great. The production overall was great. The show itself is just very long. And it didn't feel any longer than it was, if that makes sense.
That does make sense.
Except for some artsy stuff that they did at the beginning and some artsy stuff that they did at the end.
Sure.
Because, spoiler alert, Joan of Arc dies. And,
God damn it.
I mean, every character in that play has died.
At this point, yeah.
Look, I know it happened hundreds of years ago, but I was just about to get to that point in the history books. God damn it.
Well,
the statue of limitations.
Yeah.
A statue of limitations?
Yes. Yeah.
Is there like an end of a rope then?
No, it's just a guy pointing and the plaque says, "Know your limits."
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
No, it's,
I have
it's,
that motivational poster.
It's like the Statue of Liberty, except instead of a torch in one hand and a book in the other, she's just doing that pose.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so good at that one. Anyway, but yeah, so at the end she dies, and like everybody has to do their little tribute thing, and so it takes forever for every character she's ever influenced to do their little thing of it. You know, one of those.
Yeah.
So yeah, but otherwise, like the play itself was fantastic. All of the performers were phenomenal. I do recommend it. Just know that it is 3 hours, not including intermission. And the last 5 minutes are just kind of like, all right, cool. Just pretend it stopped earlier and you'll be great. But
I've known a few movies like that where it's just like, just when you get close to the end, just stop.
Well, I mean, it's a play, so it's not like walking out is awkward.
Sure. I mean, you still can. I'm just saying it's not socially acceptable, but you can.
Well, if this were a movie, I would recommend. Yeah, I would be like, and you know when to walk out.
Yeah.
Like.
Before Frodo and Sam kiss.
Right. Oh, no, don't walk out before that part. That part's magical.
Maybe that's just my copy.
Oh, okay.
There's a groove worn in the disc.
I don't want to know about the groove in your disc.
James, when we say AI is bad, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I was about to be like, and that was my time. What did you do, James? But I don't want to know what you did.
He's making AI-generated fan fiction is what he's doing.
Oh, God.
No, not actually.
Please,
gross.
Yes, please do not.
Of all the things you've ever accused me of, including on the Vill stage, that is by far the worst.
Well, I mean, there you go. Use that. You're welcome.
Sure.
I guarantee you, if you said that to somebody on Vill stage, it would get a reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that the vomit would make other people vomit.
Yep.
And it would just get worse. I was ill. Turns out I still have COVID.
Put that off.
And I even tested this morning. And I still very, very faintly have a line on the test. This was after a sinus rinse and everything like that. Because I was like, maybe there's just like maybe there's old stuff. Maybe it's not fresh and it's just like in there. Nope. No. So I'm gonna check again tomorrow.
Buddy.
It may be that I don't get to do anything this coming weekend either, which would be a real shame. I'm looking forward to this weekend because it is our annual trip to a Girl Scout camp to arm them with swords.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which
it's my first time being able to do it.
Honestly, one of my most favorite things.
If you're not there,
I will be too, for both reasons, both because this is something that I sincerely enjoy. And also, because it is a prime opportunity to hang out with Jenna, doing something amazing, bettering the lives of young people by giving them weapons. And I wholeheartedly endorse this. I'm going to be really sad if I can't.
Same.
Yeah. But this last weekend, I had plans with my mother and my sister to celebrate Mother's Day, and I had to cancel on those. I had to cancel on taking one of my bonus kids to get an oil change and new headlamps for a car. And, you know, just like a bunch of stuff. I didn't get to do any of my yard work. I have been making really good progress on video games.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm almost done with Echoes of Wisdom, which is it started out as a game that I didn't necessarily know that I understood, but I liked. To a game that I now, like, I really get the hang of it and I really like it. And I think it's a really novel and fun concept. But yeah, I'm a little bit sad that I'm getting close to the end. So I'm finding other things to do before I'm done with it. Which is, you know, kind of, the very Zelda vibe. I think they did a really good job with it. I'm nearly done with that. And then I also picked up a lightly spooky game called Easy Delivery Co. And I've been driving a teeny tiny truck around little mountain villages delivering things. It is lightly spooky, a little atmospheric, a little lonely, kind of cozy. It's very weird. There is apparently a twist, but I don't know what it is yet. Or maybe I do, and it just seems like the obvious answer. I'm not sure, but I am looking forward to it. That one's a little bit addictive for me. Jack's got me a couple of graphic novels of classic literature. And so I read a graphic novel version of a book that I've read and a movie that I've seen, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And they did a really nice job with it.
Nice.
Like, as far as like being kind of the Wishbone Cliff's Notes version of something, I feel like they did a really nice job capturing the high points and getting people, hopefully, interested in classic literature, or letting them know why it's important. It is a little bit like seeing the trailer for the movie of the book, but it is, it, you know, they are good. So I've been reading those, and other than that, just watching informative YouTube. I'm prepared to have kind of a quiet summer, as far as like the number of performance things that I'm doing. I am going to be involved with somebody's friend's show. I am, going to be out at Fest for a couple weekends. I don't know that I'm going to be out there for the whole run. And which is very different for me, different and weird. But we'll see how that goes. We'll see how that goes. Mm-hmm. It is going to be a very different year for me.
Sure.
And it all starts with, ideally, not having COVID at some point.
Yeah, if you could get on that, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to submit a business case first, you know? Anyway, that's what I've been up to. All right. Do we want to take a break?
Yeah, I was just about to suggest the same.
Ooh. Oh, well.
I guess that
we have a motion and a seconded. All of in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Can I abstain?
Well, shit. We've got a 3-way tie. Fuck. I guess we're just going to have to sit here until one of you decides to change their vote.
I thought you both voted yes.
I didn't say anything because I was chair.
Oh.
I vote table.
Okay, we'll be right back.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
You know what? I'm not going to use it, but I like your thinking. You are not inaccurate, and...
Well, it's good enough for me. Greetings. We're back. I'm Salsa.
I see how this is. I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
Yep. Fuck. Hey, what do y'all say? You want some facts from history?
Ooh.
Yeah. History facts.
All right. This one comes to us from piracy. Yar. A pirate once attacked a ship and stole what?
I mean, the ship would be an easy thing if you just kill everybody and then take the ship.
The ship itself. All right. Sure,
specifically, Captain Ben Hornigold.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I wonder how he feels about gold.
Right. Exactly.
Captain Ben Hornigold. They once boarded a sloop off the coast of Honduras. And what did they steal?
It's got to be a good, coffee.
No.
Or sugar.
No.
The heart of a young lady.
No.
The spleen of a... No. I'm going to say maybe they took... the sails or something. It's super weird.
It's super weird, but you're still thinking of stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing from the hold.
They stole their reputation.
No.
Oh.
The flag.
No.
Have you a flag?
Do you have a flag? Sorry, no flag, no country. According to the rules,
they specifically robbed the people.
Oh, but not of a
of
thing.
Of their dignity.
Of things, but not goods. Sorry, I worded that badly.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was...
Stole their underclothes.
No.
Oh.
Their peg legs.
Yeah.
Higher.
Oh. Their other pegs.
Oh. Higher.
Their glasses.
Higher.
Their parrots.
Their hats?
Yes!
My hat, it has three corners.
So, jeez. Captain Ben Hornigold. One day, they boarded a sloop, like I said, off the coast of Honduras. And according to one passenger... they did us no further injury than the taking most of our hats from us. Apparently, the day before, the crew had gotten very drunk, and they had just thrown all of their hats overboard.
Oh. Well.
And so they were like, shit, we need hats. Let's go take theirs.
See a boat. Those fuckers have hats, I'll bet.
They have hats. We're going to take those, we're gonna take those fuckers' hats.
That's so good.
Because Ben Hornigold is an infamous pirate.
Sure.
Like he is one of the big ones in piracy history.
Mm.
And to be like, holy shit, Ben Hornigold is boarding us. We're fucked. And then he's like, you there with the tricorn. I'll have that.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, of course. Yes. Well, what about my my jewelry? My no, just the hat.
Nope.
Doesn't coordinate with the coat, you see.
If it doesn't go on my head, I don't want it.
That's a rather fetching pork pie you have there, good sir. You with the fedora. Wow. You can keep that.
Yeah, thank you. Good. I was like, nope, this is where it becomes fantasy. But then you
know. All trilbies will be thrown overboard.
With their owners.
With their owners, yes, thank you.
Yes. Somebody who wears a trilby, but, you know, I wear it well.
Okay, if you were a pirate and you were going to steal something that was not a typical piratey thing to steal.
Sure.
What would you steal?
Riddles.
Ooh.
That's very good.
That is a good one. God
tell
damn.
Me a riddle, and if I can solve it, you give me your gold. And if I can't solve it, you keep it.
Huh.
Captain
Sphinx.
When Jessa was like 11 or 12, she actually got into riddles for a while, and she wrote one that Brian Murphy used to use.
Nice.
She actually stumped him. It's I am a number without an end. Call my name and all will attend.
Are we trying to solve it? Is that what? Okay. Sorry.
Or, I mean, if you want.
Oh,
I think James is trying to.
Okay.
Oh.
I would be surprised if you don't already have the answer, Salsa.
I've heard this one.
Oh.
I haven't.
I was next to the riddle booth for years, so I've heard most of theirs.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to the riddle booth many times.
I also camped with the riddlers.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
I've not just heard their riddles, but also like paged through their books and stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's one that Jessa wrote.
That's nice. Delightful.
I did not know.
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to decide between like stealing something that would deeply inconvenience them, like their ship's wheel. Or
Jesus.
Right? <anchor. laughs> what a fucking dick move that would be.
I've been playing Sea of Thieves with my family.
Yeah.
And if somebody stole our anchor, we would be so fucked. Just be like, all right, I guess we're crashing in a port.
Yeah.
Well, you could try drifting in. Nope, no, we sure the fuck can't.
Only if we're Tokyo drifting in. fuck. The weird thing about anchors. Do you know how anchors hold a ship? Do you know how an anchor holds the ship?
Like I with the weight?
I mean, first of all, what kind of anchor? Because there are dozens of different ones.
Sure. When you think of a giant iron ship's anchor.
Okay. Like the tattoo, the crescent at the bottom.
Yeah.
And the...
Exactly. Yeah. The Captain Crunch. Yeah. It turns out it's not the anchor, like grabbing the bottom and holding the ship. That would snap the chain.
Yeah, no, no.
Like it doesn't matter.
No, I never thought that.
There's, it is the energy being lost in the chain or the rope between the ship and the anchor holds the ship in place.
Okay.
Because it takes too much, because of the weight of the rope or the chain,
right?
It takes too much energy to pull that taut.
Okay.
So the anchor doesn't hold the ship. The anchor just holds the end of the chain in place. And then the weight of the chain drags the ship back and keeps it from leaving.
Huh.
So the anchor's only job.
Is to be an anchor?
Is to be heavy? I feel like that's kind of how I thought it worked anyway, but I never thought it dug into the ground or anything like
no.
that.
No. I mean, it looks like...
yours is more accurate. I think yours
it's flat. It would lay flat, so it wouldn't dig into anything.
Right.
Some anchors are not flat. Some anchors have...
said the traditional style of the crescent with the post in the middle. Those are flat.
But the job of an anchor is to distribute the mass, the kinetic mass of the ship trying to leave through the rope or the or the chain. Right.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I was trying to what would I steal just to be a weirdo? I was thinking what would I steal off just one side of the ship?
Oh man.
My initial thought was oars, but most of those ships didn't have oars, so that wouldn't matter. Right. Mm-hmm. But I was just what could you steal off just one side of the ship to make it just just annoying?
Steal all their hammocks.
Oh.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's evil.
That is.
Or all of their flags.
Have you a flag?
Yes, just in my several. Yeah.
Their left shoes.
Aww.
Oh, God. steal the name of their ship.
Oh, are you Fae? Are you a fairy, Jane?
What is the true name of the ship?
Out here stealing names.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, you could be a fairy pirate at a rent fair.
Aw. That's so nice.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, my name is John. And you're like, spelled with an H. Oh,
so actually, I'm...
All right, thanks.
I am...
What's that for? Nothing you need to worry about.
Complete tangent. But sure. There is a live action Dungeons and Dragons tabletop video, podcast on YouTube that I watch.
You may have to be
VLDL group out of New Zealand. But anyway, they're playing this campaign and they're in the fairy realm and people keep asking their names. And the one guy just immediately is like, well, my name is blah, 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 blah. And the rest of them are like,
oh no.
Okay. So I'm not going to tell you my name right now, but blah, blah. And then the first one's always like, I did it again, didn't I? They're like, yep. Yeah, you absolutely did.
I had a,
he keeps falling. And every fucking session, he keeps falling for it over and over and over again. He never just next person. Oh, what's your names? Oh, I'm blah blah blah. It's like
Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of there was, not to get too deeply into tabletop role playing stories because that could go all night, but
and we did lead a campaign away from the topic at hand.
Yeah. But. I did lead a campaign where somebody was following a little magic doodad through the woods and it launched itself into the water in front of them. and this, you know, murky swamp. And the player character just goes, oh, yeah, I'm going to reach in and grab it. And I there was a pause and everyone went, no. Well, you should roll for that.
Oh, no.
Oh, I fucked up, didn't I? Yeah.
Yeah.
You fucked up pretty badly.
What's your awareness? It's not high enough. I'm reading a book right now where
I'm shocked already.
I know, right? But the
he's
the
only reading one.
The characters in hell. Mm-hmm. And they are trying to cross this river of forgetfulness.
Yeah.
You know, you cross the river of forgetfulness to be cleansed of your previous life to be reincarnated on the other end, basically, without any memory and stuff like that. They're trying not to do that, though. They're just trying to traverse hell at the moment. But they have a tattoo of remembrance.
Huh. Oh.
Which is a blessing and a curse, because they can't forget anything.
Oh.
Which gives them all sorts of anxiety and nightmares.
No.
And like their dreams, they remember everything vividly. And after a while, they have a hard time remembering what's real and what's not, because they just remember everything. It's really interesting, like hearing them try to piece together things, because it's not as nice as it sounds. But yeah, like they accidentally fall into this river of forgetfulness and they come out and they're like, how do you even know who you are? And they're like, I have this tattoo. And they're like, so when you get reincarnated, you're going to remember everything.
Oh.
And they're like, oh, shit.
That is.
That's some
terrifying
modern day anime crap.
Yeah, it's really interesting book about magicians in hell. anyway, pirates, what would I steal? I would steal people's hearts.
See, that was going to be my answer, so now I have to change
with
it.
My gorgeous,
you stole Jenna's answer.
With my gorgeous dick.
That was also Jenna's answer. Oh, God.
Not with Salsa's gorgeous dick. I wasn't.
No,
gonna...
no. Jenna was going to have a gorgeous dick.
No.
Her IT dick.
Yeah.
She flops out on the.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the only way you can fix a computer is if you whack it with your dick a couple times.
Yep.
Oh,
that's why
God.
Only male IT techs are any good.
Yep. That's absolutely 1000% correct.
At one point in time, I can't. I have no source to cite, but at one point I heard something about the reason only men could be priests is because they had an antenna between their legs that let them talk to God. It was like, oh, that's what we're calling it. God can only contact men because they have an antenna.
And what is it? What messages are you receiving from God? I'm betting you're getting a lot of pop-up ads.
Oh my God.
With your.
And the thing is the person was very serious about when they said it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, when people have bad ideas, they're usually pretty serious about it.
Oh my God. That is so awful.
And that is why women can't be priests.
Oh God. Oh.
Wow. Which for me just means, well, you just got to put on a metal strap on and then you can be a priest.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. There are ways
clearly
to
that's
that problem. I saw
those
some
nuns are
a doctor
packing.
Was answering a question. And the question was, what do guys have in their abdomen where a uterus would be?
Okay.
And this video, this beautiful video, was like, well, I'm huge into biology, so here's the deal. If you look at these two pictures, this is a picture of a man's anatomy, and you see you've got all the same organs and and all this other stuff. And if you look right here, right where the uterus would have been, you can see the fucking audacity.
Yes. Yeah, it does. It takes up space. It does.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's my new favorite.
That is where the man stores all of his self-importance.
Fucking audacity. Love it. Yep. That is absolutely it.
That is fucking chef's kiss right there.
Yeah.
God. This is, of course, a very physical representation of gender, not, you know.
For sure.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, but man, even for that, like, goddamn, I'm so happy.
What else would I steal?
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of thinking Rocket Raccoon now, and I'm just like, their left arm. That man's prosthetic leg. Just all of the peg legs. The peg legs and the
legs. Yep.
Just fucking.
Goddamn.
It feels very ableist, but still, like, you know.
I wonder what his obsession is with it, but also. Mm. Yeah.
I would steal their attention. I would just board their ship, do my magic show, and then leave.
You fool. You gave me your attention.
You know what I would steal? And I know technically this is slavery, but I would steal their cook.
I mean, you could just steal their cook and show them a good time.
I suppose. Like, you know, if they're down for it. But like, no, like, you, get in the kitchen.
I just meant like card games and, oh, yeah, I mean, meanwhile, your regular cook is like.
James, I'm sorry. Is that what you think that phrase has meant this whole time?
I mean, it's what it means to me.
That explains so much.
It really does. I love it. That's good.
The number of times you've offered to show me a good time, and then we just ended up playing cards. You motherfucker.
Yeah, I was warming you up for sex.
Oh, that makes sense now.
But not how that works.
I mean,
Is the name poker just a coincidence?
I don't know how much warmer a guy can get, James. Like, you've been warming me up for years. I think I'm warm. But I'm definitely cooled off now.
Do you know what I would steal?
What?
I would steal
their maps.
Actually, that is a thing they did.
But that would, like,
is it really?
That would kill them.
Yeah. No, that legitimately, because maps were an incredibly important commodity, and pirates absolutely would steal maps.
Well, and especially like if there were details that a country that you're from doesn't have of something. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
sure.
F.
No, legitimately, like, maps were a thing that were a hot commodity to steal if you were a pirate.
So. Yeah. And then if you leave them with no maps, like, they might die.
Yeah.
That could be it for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ocean is funny now.
Large.
It's not funny, but it's a good answer, because, Jenna is also...
Who knew I was so good at pirating?
I mean, I could have told you. I mean, I think hammocks is still kind of the winner in my book.
Yeah,
it's a good answer.
That one's
really
just
good
evil enough to be a son of a.
You
bitch.
What a fucking inconvenience, too. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just throw them overboard too. Is that you're not taking them with you? You're just like, all right, thanks.
Just steal a bunch of stuff and then throw it overboard right in front of them.
Hope you didn't need it. Bye.
That goes beyond piracy and into just plain cruelty.
That is
just rock up, take their stuff and throw it overboard and then leave. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Hope you can swim. Yep.
Fuck you, James. Oh, my God. That is dark.
Weighed all of it down with their cannonballs. Yeah. Yeah.
God damn. Yeah. I think we've mined the depths of that conversation. It went all over the place. So, dear listener, if you have any commentary on
any
of the bullshit that we were just talking about here.
Sure. God
damn it. That conversation meandered more than Columbus places. Looking for America. I don't have anywhere else to go with that. So, does anybody have any shout-outs?
Yes. A shout-out to my mom, my sister, and all of the other birth-giving parents in my life. Great job. Even if you adopted, really solid, like, good job being a parent. And thank you for making my life better in whatever way.
Jenna?
I think I want to give my shout out to the local theater scene, just in general. I have, like, this past week, I saw a bunch of shows. I went to a theater I hadn't been to before. I went to one that I'd been to repeatedly. Mm-hmm. I got to hang out with a bunch of thespians just, like, after a show and shoot the shit and talk. Mm-hmm. I've been working on Fringe stuff. The Twin Cities Horror Festival lineup has launched, and it's looking incredible. There are, and now Dread the Halls is taking submissions. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But, like, and all of these people, like, just kind of coming together to do all of this theater in various ways is just, it's such a beautiful community. Everybody is just so supportive. And even if you don't know somebody super well, like, you know, people are willing to help each other out, and I absolutely love it. Shout out to the Twin Cities theater community. Fuck yeah.
Awesome.
Nice.
I'm going to give my shout out to all of the people who went to and, had a great time at the Minnesota, the Renfest of Nebraska.
Minnesota Renaissance Festival of Nebraska.
Yes, that one. Little bit of a Freudian slip there. It's only a matter of time before we own you. Shit, I just got a shiver. I genuinely really, really love that festival. It's well run. The site is gorgeous and the people there are just a delight. Thank you so much for baking the opening of my season such a great one. So does anybody have anything to plug?
Oh my God, you guys, the Twin Cities Horror Festival
anybody?
Lineup.
Launched. Anybody at all?
You. I hate you so much, Salsa. You're such a dick. Jesus
Christ, man.
You guys. I will post a link, but the Twin Cities Horror Festival lineup is posted. It is incredible. We got so many amazing submissions. And if you look at the lineup, you're just going to be like, holy shit. We've got Dangerous Productions, Rogues Gallery Arts. We have SATH, the South Asian Arts and Theater House. They're the ones that do the Bollywood at Fringe more often.
Amazing.
So, yeah, they're doing Kurukshetra, A Dance of Curses. I am so excited to have them. Murder of Crones, Paper Soul, so that's Jeremy Motes, rhymes with boats. Static and Teeth, some people may know as Skullhead.
Scully. Also, what a
yeah, great. I heard he had got in. He was very excited about that.
Amazing.
Glass Half Dark, Snicked Bamp Swift got in. Mm-hmm.
Rad.
So, Oncoming Productions, We have another Guignol double feature this year by Silent Scream. So very excited for that. And then we've got Improv with Wet Splat, and we've got Landman Land. So that'll be just disturbing.
That's
as fuck, jam-packed. For sure. Yeah, yes. Like that's if Sam Landman left to his own devices does disturbing, and he does it very so
really left to anybody's devices. He's not picky.
So yeah, like this lineup is just fucking stellar. So I'm very excited for that. I'll put a link in there.
That's a good lineup.
Keep your eyes open for it. But then the other thing that happened this week is that we've announced it in the past. I'm not sure if I've talked about it here yet, but Dread the Halls is a production by Oncoming Productions. It is like five to seven different 15 to 20 minute one act plays about horror with a little interstitiary bits in between for rotating through. So it's kind of like Cliff Notes Horror Festival. But it is specifically for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it, or not Christmas, specifically for wintertime. Oncoming holidays. Productions is the same people that produced the Dread North podcast and other similar horror features. So Oncoming is partnering with United Festival Group Project and Twin Cities Horror Festival to be able to bring this for December. And they're taking submissions. So if you have a 15 to 20 minute horror idea for theater, I will also post a link to that.
Nice.
And you can submit for that as well. So I've got horror all over the place. Wah! Wah! So.
This coming Sunday, Vilification Tennis, Star Trek. We were not able to do our March show of Star Trek, and opted to move it now to May. So if you were looking forward to that show, look forward to this one. It looks to be a good lineup. Lots of super fans writing very niche jokes, but also stuff that's pretty easily accessible. Some very base level stuff for those of you who are maybe just more casual fans.
Yeah.
Casimir will be in Janesville, Wisconsin this coming weekend. Anybody who is in that area or is looking to make the trip out in that area, come on down. Does anybody have... Excuse me, I have a beer burp. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye, love you, bye-bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this show. Thank you for... I've completely lost the fucking thread. If you would like... Yeah, no, it's been a... I've had a weekend. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. Otherwise, on behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.